Activity Book, Revision B, page 54, Exercise 2.
There's a system of language tests which international students should pass, and most universities require level 6 as a minimum. It depends on the course.
Okay, so let's say you've got that. What happens next?
Well, there's a central organisation that coordinates the applications. You apply online through their website.
Do you apply for your favourite course?
Ah, well, yes. But it's more than that. You can apply for a maximum of 5 courses. You don't have to apply for 5, but you can, and most people do.
At different universities?
Yes, usually.
What about interviews? I heard you have to have an interview.
Well, you do sometimes, but not always. It depends on the course and the university.
Oh, I see. Well, then what happens?
Well, at that point, most people haven't done their final end-of-school exams. They usually take them after they've applied to university.
Oh, that's strange.
I know. A lot of people think the same. Anyway, while they're waiting for their results, they start getting replies from the universities they've chosen.
I don't understand. If they haven't got their results, how can they get replies?
Well, the replies might say, no thanks, they are rejected. Or they might say, yes, definitely. That usually only happens if the students have already done their exams and have got their end-of-school exam results.
What happens if you don't know your results yet?
Well, yes, that's the most common situation. You get what they call a conditional offer. That means the university tells you the grades you must get to be admitted.
Oh, I see. That's complicated.
Well, not really. Your school helps you, of course.
Well, thanks. I'll tell my cousin.